Jim Taylor back on the High School Sports Spotlight on this Wednesday. Mercer County School District, for the first time this year, they allow dual participation. That means you can play more than one sport in a season. We saw it during the fall with a couple of male student-athletes that played multiple sports. And we have a female student-athlete that's going to take this on in the spring. Carly Steinman's going to play softball and run track. So we're going to talk with Carly Steinman. How does that work? You kind of explained your schedule a little bit. I guess first up, you thought about this before, a little bit, your decision-making process on why you wanted to do it this year.
Yeah, Morgan and Laura, they got together and they made my schedule for each week. So I get a sheet that says Monday, track, this time, softball, this time. The first 2 weeks I've been doing both. But I think once we get outside more and there's more games and meets, that'll probably just be down to one a night, I guess.
And then just as far as you wanting to take this on, though, you thought about it before, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this was the first school year, 2018-2019, that they allowed it.
Mm-hmm.
So your decision to kind of decide that you wanted to do it?
Well, I've never really known which one I've wanted to do each year. I've had to decide between the two, and it's taken a while. But I've always done softball, and so I didn't want to give that up. And then I did track in junior high. But I also wanted to try it in high school, so they let us do both. So,
in junior high track, were you an IESA state kid then in junior high track or not?
No.
Okay, but still able to compete. And in junior high, you're allowed to do it because it's just basically travel softball.
Yep.
And then the school-sponsored track. So your track events, have you decided what they're going to be yet? Or
We had our first meet last Tuesday, and I was in a 4x2 relay and a 4x4. And then I think I might be trying long jump because we have another meet Friday, and I think I might be in that.
Well, how did you like getting back out there then, track-wise? And I know it's the indoor season right now, but not doing it your freshman and sophomore year after doing it in junior high. How good did it feel to do it?
Yeah, I think indoor is a lot different than doing it, like everything outdoor, but it was really fun and exciting to get to do it again.
So you're a four-sport athlete. What does that kind of mean? So you do volleyball, you do basketball, and now you do softball and track.
Yeah. Oh, ever since I was little, I've been, the summers were always filled with three. Yeah. So I would sometimes go volleyball, basketball, and softball in a day. But the only thing different now is, school, so I'll have to keep my grades up, too.
Are you? And apparently you're doing that.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you think of the school district, though, allowing this? You said a freshman right now, is it mm-hmm. Becca Gray? Is that
yep.
her name? She's taking advantage of it. So what do you think about, from a student-athlete standpoint, of them allowing not only the male student-athletes to do it, but female student-athletes?
It made it easier for me because I didn't have to decide between the two, and I can do both. But I think it'll be really good for, students coming up, like Becca, who's only a freshman, that they can decide what they want to do. If they don't like doing both, then they have that option to choose the one that they mm-hmm. like better.
Well, and I guess, so it's interesting then, because the other part of this is the communication comes into play, because you said Laura Swanson, who's the track coach, and Morgan Weeks, who's the softball coach, and then Carly Steinman, who's the student athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they have to get together and get on the same page,
mm-hmm.
right? So, I mean, what kind of – basically, is it between the coaches kind of to determine it?
They've determined my whole schedule. I don't know if they have it for the whole season yet or not, but they gave me a sheet for the first 2 weeks, so that's all I have right now. But it's really easy for me. I just have to look at my paper. I don't have to think about where I need to go or –
So you said, though, as far as games and competitions mm-hmm. are concerned, conference stuff supersedes everything. So if it's a conference event, that's where you have to be. So if
yes.
it's a conference softball game, you're there.
Mm-hmm.
Conference track meet, well, you're there.
Yes.
And then I guess things could get interesting with the state tournament series with softball.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that's going to go.
Well, hopefully there's a huge problem with that, or they have to deal with that, because if they do, then both the softball team and track team have a lot of success. And they're moving. I guess we can worry about that when we get to that point. Mm-hmm. All-conference basketball player, I don't want to forget about mentioning that. Just reflect on your junior basketball season and kind of transitioning then to your senior season next year.
I think this year was really difficult. It didn't go how we wanted it to, but I think we worked really hard, and there's a lot of people stepping into new roles this year and getting at the varsity level. It's faster paced. So I think next year we have a lot of people returning. Danny was our only senior mm-hmm. last year. So I think it'll be better with we know what our roles are and we'll be able to get into it quicker.
And then I look at, like, the softball season is promising because everybody's back.
Yeah.
So what about getting ready for that, at least in the conference? Now, I know in the area, you know, Rock Ridge is still going to be the team to beat. They're the defending state champ. You have to run through them. But looking at conference play initially, I think Mercer County has to factor into the mix as potentially trying to win that thing this year.
Yeah. Last year we were co-champions with Anawan, I think. And they lost a few seniors. I know they lost their pitcher. And we have everyone back, so I think we will do pretty good in our conference.
And then track, I know there's a lot of talent back on that track team mm-hmm. as well. So what are you shooting for or your hopeful expectations there?
Well, if I get in one of the relays that went to state last year, I hope to not keep them out of state. But
you ran 4x2 and 4x4. So what leg did you run?
Well, I was in the 4x2B relay, so I ran the first leg. And then for the 4x4, I ran the third.
So how were your handoffs, you think, so far, like, dealing with all that type of stuff?
I think they're hard because we've been inside, so there's not really a lot of room that we could practice with. And at the meet, I didn't really pay enough attention to my handoff in the 4x2. The 4x4 was a lot easier because you don't have to have a certain amount of steps, mm-hmm. and you're really tired at the end. So it's more of just like a, here, catch this, but it's fine.
All right. Well, awesome. Good to see some female student athletes taking advantage of this dual participation policy that Mercer County is allowing. Do you have any Chuck Clausen stories that you can tell us or not? I'm just kidding. He's got to be your favorite, like, WRJ personality. Is that right?
I don't think I have any stories. He called my mom last night to tell me to practice, so.
All right. Well, nice going, and have a good spring. Be a busy spring. Got to look at the schedule, but DeCarly Steinman, a multi-sport athlete, a four-sport athlete at Mercer County now, doing two spring sports with the softball and track. Good luck this spring.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.